basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome to the Birdcage here at Chi-High. Mark Halverson and Dave Chen for the first time this basketball season as your 3-9 Chi-High Cards, 2-4 in the BRC, up against 9-3 Menominee, 3-2 in the conference. On paper, Dave, Menominee advantage. Kobe Twyman still out for the Cards, but you got to play the game.
Yeah, Menominee, a couple more non-conference wins, looks a little better. Only one game ahead of Chi-High in conference. Interesting to see how this team progresses. You know, you start with a team that obviously has a lot of rebuilding to do, and you see how they handle that. Obviously, it's a big hump, number one, to get off that first conference win in a long time. They got that. Then they got number two. And now, you know, this is really that third step. You got a team in Menominee that's not at the top of the conference. They're in the middle. And you can just see if Chi-High can take that step.
And so that's what's happened since then. The road loss at home to DC Everest by 20. And we'll hear Coach Pruitt talk about that. And also losing by 21 to New Richmond as well. In their last time out on Friday night. Meanwhile, for Menominee, after an 8-point loss to River Falls, they did win by 2 over Memorial at Menominee on Friday night. And tonight, visiting Chippewa Falls, it's my understanding that they'll be without Blake Behrens, their 6'4 junior. That's a blow to them, but fine guard play. The big guy in the middle, the 6'8 junior, Trevor Robert, he comes in averaging 18 a game.
Yeah, and he'll be the leading scorer on both sides of the ball. At least he is coming in. He's a big guy out there, and Chi-High's going to have a hard time guarding.
And quickly looking at the conference race, River Falls on top of the conference at 4-1. Hudson and Richmond at 3-1 ahead of Eau Claire Memorial and Menominee. But, of course, the Mustangs just beat the Aves. Chi-High then at 2-4 has taken care of business with wins over Eau Claire North and Rice Lake. We'll take a 2-minute timeout when we come back. The first of our two coaches conversation, Greg Van Brunsven, longtime coach in the area since 1991. We'll go over his resume later in his second year at Menominee. We'll hear from him coming up. This is Chi-High coverage of boys basketball on WOGO Sports.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
WOGO Sports, the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Yeah, I've been doing these games since 1989, and lo and behold, since 91, Greg Van Grunsven, you've been head basketball coach from Regis to Memorial to Bloomer, and now the second year with Menominee.
Yeah, all of a sudden you blink and all those years kind of pile up. So, all of a sudden we pinch ourselves and here we are again right in the heart of a basketball season.
Mm-hmm. Hey, 9-3 against 3-9 Chippewa Falls. And first of all, let's talk about your club because from the outside looking in, it seems like it all starts with 6'8 junior Trevor Robert.
Well, yeah, statistically, yeah, if you look at points. But we've got a really strong senior class, six really mature, smart, very welcoming seniors that really that's kind of where our team starts with. And I think really any team starts with kind of your senior leadership. So we're really nowhere without the Nielsens and the Ruse and the Shanks and the Kistners and the Branches. And, those guys, they just do a wonderful job for us.
Yeah, and even as I was formulating that question, I'm looking at, you got some good solid guard play. And obviously, the importance of that, too.
Yeah, especially in high school basketball, right? You can have big guys galore, but unless you get the guards to be able to get them the basketball, it's irrelevant. So, wonderful kids, really great chemistry. They all get along really well, spend a lot of time off the floor together. Happy that they've had some success early on. But, we're only halfway through the season, so challenges remain here still.
On paper, it feel like, Menominee coming in here, favored record-wise, but you never know. This has been a tough gym for a lot of BRC opponents over the years.
Yeah, and we're still so early in the year. Everyone is still feeling one another out. You might look at a record here, a record there. But, I spent the weekend. There's so much film on each team. You spent the weekend, preparing for the upcoming weekend. And Chippewa's played really good basketball, and they played some terrific basketball teams. I saw them play six times this past weekend, and they're very, very, very capable. I really like what Coach is doing. They got really nice length. All the way across the board. They're pretty balanced. They got a couple nice guards who can put the ball in the basket. So we'll have our hands full here tonight.
Mm-hmm. And so the key for you guys in terms of coming out with a W here?
Well, number one, we just have to defend. They like I said, they're a pretty balanced team. They start with Munson, and he's going to shoot it once he steps in the gym. He's going to be open, and but they got some other guys that are very capable. So if we can close out and kind of limit their other guys' open looks, and then rebound the basketball, we'll just go from there.
And lastly, what's the men or women's basketball, boys or girls? You don't necessarily see coaches stick around as long as you have. What's been the key to sticking around for you?
Oh, man. Good question. And that's probably a story that could talk a half an hour about because, there's always bumps in the road, right? There's always head-scratching moments both from the parents' end, the players' end, certainly the coaches' end, too. It's not all rosy from my end. But my wife has been really, really understanding over the years and just, wants me to be happy and wants me to enjoy my career, both teaching and coaching. So, really to have a supportive, family, with my children when they played as well, the ups and downs and the emotional highs and lows that coaches and families go through. So, if I say one thing, it probably has got to start at home.
Very good. Absolutely. Thanks, Coach. Wish you the best tonight and the rest of the way.
Yeah, it's great to see you again, Mark.
Right.
Thank you.
Longtime head coach Greg Van Grunsven with the Menominee Mustangs. We'll hear from Cards head coach Jason Pruitt in a moment. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Chihai Boys Hoops.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at Maurer INS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Claire Rapp, a deep three from straight on. Oh, my goodness. She is hotter than hot right now.
Now it squirts loose, and here comes Chai High. Two-on-one opportunity. Fournette drags it. Oh, he scored. Matt Fournette.
Claire Rapp, they left her open for three left.
What a bad idea.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royal support. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
Cardinal Countdown on this Tuesday night, WOGO Sports. Here from the Birdcage, Chai High hosting Menominee in a Big Rivers Conference game. And, Coach, last time we had you was that exciting win over Eau Claire North. Had a few ball games since then.
Yeah, that was, it seems like forever ago now. We've been pretty busy the
January 9th.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks we've been really busy. So, yeah, we're excited to get back out here tonight again after a tough one on Friday.
Mm-hmm. You were able to get one against Rice Lake, but non-conference loss to DC Everest and then the game against New Richmond the other night. So.
Yeah, DC Everest is one of the better teams that I've seen, either the watched on film or played against. They've got it all together, and I thought we did some good things during that game and just kind of outmatched in that one. And then we competed pretty hard against New Richmond. It was a physical game, and there were some good things to take from that one too.
Before we get to tonight's game, Kobe Twyman, I'm sure he's chomping at the bit to get back. It's January 20th. I knew we said late January. What's the timetable on him?
Yeah, it's we're just going to wait and see a little bit. We're getting him back into practice and getting him back in game shape. And whenever he's ready, our trainer will clear him to come play. And hopefully that's sooner than later.
All right. Very good. Meanwhile, against this Menominee team, they come in and I guess a couple of good guards. But the big fella, 6'8 junior Trevor Roberts, certainly got to pay attention to him.
Yeah, they play around him a lot. They put him in the middle. They dive him to the post and he screens. He dives to the post. He finishes. He's a really, really tough matchup for anybody. And you got to put eyes on him. And then you got Jake Rue around him, who's one of the better shooters in the league, and a couple nice guards with Isaac and Tyler out there too. So it's a pretty tough team to defend. So we're going to have to really fly around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be a challenge for you. Otherwise, in terms of offensively, obviously you've got your leader and looking for support as well, right?
So. Yeah, offensively, I thought we've been doing some pretty good things, and we've added a couple new things to try to get us a little bit more easy looks, and we'll see how they go tonight.
Mm-hmm. All right, Coach, we wish you the best. Hope to talk to you afterwards.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's head coach Jason Pruitt of the Cards. Back with more in a moment. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wärzgalä.com.
Wärzgalä. What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for easily automating lights, locks, and thermostats while on vacation. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind. You can see WWT.net.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heese at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
All right, let's go to Dave Hansen, our public address announcer for tonight's starting lineups.
A 5'11 junior, number 11, CJ Butler. A 5'11 senior, number 12, Tyler Nelson. And a 6'8 junior, number 20, Trevor Roberts. Head coach of the Illinois Mustangs is Greg Van Drummond, assisted by Dolly Clark and Hunter Merritt. Now for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. At a guard, a 6'3 junior, number 2, Owen Munson. At a guard, a 6'1 senior, number 3, Grant Von Hayden. At a guard, a 6'3 junior, number 5, Gale.
And let's quickly get to our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Chai and Menominee boys, Dave Check, how about it?
Well, Helbo, you know this is the first game I've taken in, so I haven't seen too many tendencies. But, you know, the last couple of years watching this team, they've struggled holding the other team on offensive rebounds, and just looking out there at Menominee's size, that's something that could be a problem for them tonight. So I would say the Cardinals got to hit that defensive board, box out, and I think if they do that, they got a chance of staying in this game.
There you go, Toyson Ford. Keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and we are underway. And Chahai with the basketball in those home white uniforms with the red numerals and lettering and some red and black trim. And Menominee in the black uniforms. Working it down, low whistle, and a foul for the Cards. Connor Kalinske not afraid to take on Robert, but what was the call there?
Looks like he traveled.
Okay.
Maybe took an extra step before he got fouled.
First turnover of the night for the Cardinals, and here comes Menominee. Thing that stands out to me, Trevor Robert, the 6'8 junior, yes, he's 58.6% from the field, so you his big size. But at the line, he's only 33%, 22 of 49, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, that often happens.
Good drive and a follow-up, and he gets his first two right away in a 2-0 Menominee lead.
Yeah, and that's it right there. That's an offensive rebound for an easy 2 points.
And very athletic and, very skilled. And my first time seeing him, I presume for you too. So.
Yeah, a lot of times you got a kid that size, you hope that he's lanky and can't control his body, but he definitely looks pretty good out there. So.
Yeah, so Cards with their work cut out for them in this one here tonight. And there's on the far side, there's the pass from Van Hayden off the front iron. No, fighting for the rebound, knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay Chi-High basketball. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Gavin Bovee, our video producer, second night in a row. Chi-High girls win. Exciting game, 58-53 last night. In case you missed it, check it out on YouTube, our Wogo Sports YouTube channel. Menominee knocking into the backcourt, trying to chase it down that time. Number 12, Tyler Nelson, but it's going to go back to the Cards.
A lot of distance covered there for nothing, but a heck of an effort on the Menominee player. They're definitely going after it tonight.
9-3 Menominee, 3-2 in the conference. The Cards. Oh, and there's the steal, and what a move and miss, but impressed already with Trevor Robert. And here we come the other way, and their three-pointer is swish for Owen Munson, and the Cards on the scoreboard.
Munson also with a defensive rebound down there.
So the Cards answer back and grab the lead for the first time tonight, our first lead change. It's Menominee off the steal, not able to score a moment ago. And there's a loose ball and the first turnover for the Mustangs tonight. And the Cardinals look to get it down low to...
Just stepped on the line.
Connor Kalinske and stepped out of bounds.
Nice pass look underneath to Kalinske. Had good position there.
Yep. Third turnover for the Cards. 2 minutes in now. And Menominee will advance it right to left.
You know, that's another thing we could have pointed out in the last couple of years. Turnovers have really been another sore point for the Cardinals. Of course, you know, if you have a team that's struggling to get victories, it's going to be those two things more often than not.
Last year, just the one senior, Colin Nichols. And this year, three seniors. And been playing for a long stretch without Kobe Twyman. Starting to practice now. The sophomore is such promise as freshman year. Missed shot, recovered. And it's going to stay Menominee basketball with 15:27 to go here, first half.
That's already two offensive rebounds for Menominee.
Yeah.
Can't give this team that many shots.
And not just Trevor Robert either, as Robert handles the inbounds chores, and then they look to post him on the low post, and then looks for the cutter, getting it off to Isaac Nelson, and there's the shot up and in.
So that's DJ Butler, number 11.
So Butler comes in averaging 3.4 a game, and we have our second lead change, 4-3 Menominee, as we approach the 15-minute mark left in this first half.
Nice post move there for the 5'11 Butler.
On the left baseline, trying to go to Gebauer. Working around on the outside. Shot up from Owen Munson off the back iron. No. And rebound, Chi-High gets the offensive board. Credit them there. Kalinske on the baseline, cutting toward the paint. Von Hayden open for three off the left rim. No. Rebound down to the Mustangs. Number 11 for them, DJ Butler, the 5'11 junior. And here comes Menominee into the forecourt, leading it 4-3. 14 and a half minutes to go, first half. Open outside shot. Butler swishes it through, and the lead grows to 7-3 Menominee. Cards against the full court press. Von Hayden has the ball knocked away, recovered by Gebauer. They work the ball down low. Kalinske for two for the Cardinals.
Nice pass. Nice move by Kalinske.
Yeah, it was good passing, working it down the floor. As we approach the 14-minute mark, Cards staying within two of the Mustangs. 9-3 Menominee against 3-9 Chi-High. And there's the Cardinals with the steal. Second turnover for the Mustangs. Outside, open shot. Von Hayden for three. Swishes it through.
You know, Trevor Robert really looks for that post move down, but I haven't seen him actually turn around and take the shot yet. He's doing a pretty good job of dishing, but I'd like to see, you know, what he's like once he gets himself in the position.
Nice three-pointer by Von Hayden to give the Cards the lead. Our third lead change already. Butler misses, fighting for the rebound. Out of bounds, it'll stay Menominee ball with 13:24 to go Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Three-pointer from the left side. I believe that was number two, Jacob Rue, averaging 13.3 a game. We got our fourth lead change and our first timeout. 13-16 to go, first half, back in 30 seconds. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Chihai Boys Hoops.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Left first half. Well, Dave, check back and forth game. Chihai hanging right in there, down by two right now.
Well, that's exactly what you want to see for the Cardinals, not just for the chance of winning this game, but this is the kind of experience they need down the towards the end of the season.
We've seen Von Hayden and also Munson with the three-pointers, and now Von Hayden struggling, handling the ball, and battling against Jacob Rue, and it's going to stay Chihai basketball, but Grant with his work cut out for him here in the ball handling. And now the Menominee get a press coming out of this.
Yeah, we'll see how they handle the press. The one-on-one dribbling right there is all. That's number two. That's Jacob Rue really putting the pressure, just one-on-one.
We have one foul called in the first five-plus minutes, so they are letting them play to the near side. They work at Munson. On top on Hayden. Back to Munson for three. Off the back iron, no. Rebound down for the Cards to Dylan Beck. Now Kalinske, free throw line extended. He'll one dribble off the rim, no good. There's the rebound again. Gabe Bauer can't get it to go. Out of bounds to Menominee. Up by two, and they get the ball with 12:34 to go here in the first half.
Two offensive rebounds there for the Cardinals, but they still can't pull it down with three shots.
Mm. Had some open looks. Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Inside of 12 and a half minutes to go, first half, the three-pointer, and the Mustangs missing from long range that time, Jacob Rue, and the Cards race it down the floor. Good pass, Kalinske down low, and there's two more for the Cards to tie it at 10. First tie of the evening for Kalinske. This contest.
Kalinske leading the Cardinals with four, and Menominee with the turnover.
They do. Third one of the night.
Evens it up.
Yeah. All right, so again, the Cards stepping right in there and battling these Mustangs very solidly through these first 6 minutes of play as Jacoby Jenkins getting ready to go to the scorer's table.
Looks like you got to keep track of ties as well as lead changes.
Mm-hmm. 10-10 ball game right now. The Cards on the outside working it to Dylan Beck. Picked up to, he's got the height advantage over his defender here, but good distance from the hoop. 3 points, not his cup of tea.
All right,
Kalinske goes
there.
Down low. There's the great pass, and oh, missing the shot. Dylan Beck, and a whistle and a foul. Just the first of the game on Menominee, and it's going to be on Chihai, actually.
Yeah, you know, you called it. You saw the mismatch, and they found him down low.
Yeah.
Didn't quite find the backboard on that shot.
Well, kind of disrespecting, you know, in that instance. So, but the foul goes on Chippewa. Gabe Bauer gets his first, and the second of the Cards is a team.
So that's going to count as a turnover down there. Cardinals have the ball.
And now Butler on the outside works it on top to Rue. There's the three-pointer. Rattles out. No good. Rebound down for Von Hayden and the Cards. Chippewa wants to run into the open court. They get it to Munson. Has the 1-3 so far. Von Hayden. He'll move. Left side of the free throw line. Brady Paul is on the floor now for Coach Jason Prue. Right side, Von Hayden. Picks up his dribble, bounce pass to Paul in the deep right corner. He gets double teamed on top to Von Hayden. Grant backs it up on top, gets it off to Gabe Bauer. Jacoby Jenkins. Munson back to Jacoby. Jacoby can get you some offense. He did in that game we did against Eau Claire North.
Cardinals should be able to post up with Roberts out.
Whistle and a foul trying to go to Gabar.
Carson, a good job on Robert in his 5 minutes out there.
And again, Oliver Schenk out there at 5'10", trying to guard right now. I think he's on Munson. And now he is out.
Yeah, Schenk first.
Jacob Rue, another 5'10 player. They got a lot of mismatches out there that the Cardinals can take advantage of if they can just pound that ball down low. But
Schenk first personal, first team foul on Menominee. The Cards have just two at 10:43 to go here, first half on WDOGO Sports on FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, and live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. Dawson Halverson back at our Wogo studio, our radio producer tonight. Good to have Gavin Bovee along for the second consecutive night as our video producer.
Cardinals passing around on the outside.
Oh, through the hands of Jacoby Jenkins, and there's that turnover number five for the Cardinals. Lady Cards did a great job limiting their turnovers last night.
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say, you love those coaches that say they want to see five passes before a shot, but
right.
I don't advise that for the Cardinals tonight.
And then Aaron, it was an instance that time, I think like it was a pass from Schenk down low, but didn't work out for Menominee's fourth turnover. Cards get it.
Yeah, that pass was so far off, it almost looked like an alley-oop.
Right. I thought that's what it was, actually. And so Von Hayden now going to get it across the timeline for the Cards as they bring it left to right on the outside. Dylan Beck. Jacoby Jenkins. Good move. Get it on top to Brady Paul. Approaching the midway point of the first half. Jenkins off the back iron. Long rebound. Menominee comes away with it. It's number 13, Ian Kistner. 10-10. We've been locked at 10 apiece for a while now. Shooting a little bit chilly at the moment. Menominee takes their time as they have checked the big fella back into the game. Trevor Robert, kind of surprised how far out he is. He'll take it right baseline, trying to shake free from the pesky defenders. Chai doing a great job on him. I think just the 2 points so far. Robert down low, leaning into him. He'll look for Butler, and a reverse layup is good. And Menominee grabs the lead back, 12-10. Nice move by Butler.
Yeah, that's the third time he's found Butler. Robert's not doing the scoring, but really doing the passing from that down low position, which if he can do that, he's got the eyesight, he's going to catch the double team and find the open man.
Yeah, kind of in the scouting report, the 18 points catches your attention, but he can do a lot of other things for sure. Inside of the second quarter of the half, as Von Hayden can't quite get it on the drive.
Well, that's also made by number 11, DJ Butler, who's doing a good job when Roberts has the ball, cutting to the basket, getting low, getting himself open, knowing that double team is going to be on Roberts.
Robert now the 6'8 junior, a good distance as Gabauer on him. Conrad goes 6'5. Drive left baseline. Oh, and coming out of nowhere for the block is Gabauer, and knocking it out of bounds on the drive by 14, Parker Behrens. Wow, what a swat by Conrad.
Yeah, they're going to call him for the foul, but that was probably about a half a millimeter away from being one of your highlights right there.
Now, as a big guy, talk to me about the fun of shot blocking.
There's nothing better. I mean, you can go a whole game and just focus on that, and you're having a good time.
Parker Behrens, a 25% free throw shooter, just a freshman at 6'1", misses the first one, and he'll get another in this 12-10 game. Let me tell you that Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com as he gets the second free throw, making it a 13-10 game.
The problem with shot blocking is that you can't get yourself mentally into doing it the correct way. I'll try to explain that after the show.
Okay. And now the Cardinals looking for a three-pointer to maybe tie this thing. Kalinske into the paint, all the way down. He'll challenge Robert, put it up and in for two.
That's a beautiful shot right over the big guy. And that's six for him, and he leads the Cardinals again.
How about that? Connor Kalinske stepping up big time. Again, he came into the game tonight with... He came into the game with 9.2.
They stole the ball from Roberts. They're just hanging on to it, and you can't do that into the double team.
And so mark that down as another Menominee turnover, their fifth, as the Cards are within one. The drive, oh, what a reverse. A great effort there by Cale Dillenbeck. Didn't get it to go. Menominee comes out of there, but impressed with the effort there by Dylan Beck.
Yeah, that was a good reverse layup look over the big guy. That would have been sweet if that would have fell. That's a tough shot.
And now coming the other way, and there's the shot off the glass. No good. Missed by Tyler Nelson, and the Cards out of there with it. So Cards going toe-to-toe with the 9-3 Mustangs. Chahai 3-9, and Jacoby Jenkins gets the hoop. And Chahai gets the lead at 14-13.
Got yourself one more lead change.
I'll tell you what, Jacoby can be instant offense off the bench. He can do it inside or outside. For sure. Yeah, five lead changes and the one tie at 10. And there's Butler impressing well beyond his 3.4 average, Dave.
Yeah, Butler right now has 10, leading Menominee, leading all scorers.
Again, you look at the stats and it doesn't tell the story of necessarily where they're at or what to expect. And Jenkins is going to get called for the travel. A little bit of a fake, and then he was going to drive. And
you know, the two things that really get a crowd pumped up, obviously a dunk is always good. You get 2 points for it. The problem with a shot blocker is if you got a chance to knock that ball into the stands, you're going to do it. And the reality is you're better off just grabbing it for the team.
Oh, yeah.
But if you got a chance to embarrass someone and just throw it out of bounds, you're going to do it. And that's you can't stop from doing that.
I'm sure you had your opportunities. Yeah, those the taller you are, I guess, and then that jumping factor enters in as Robert shows us how it's done. Trevor Robert, the 6'8 junior from Menominee, makes it an 18-14 game.
That's the first time we've seen him finish the move, turn around.
Yeah.
He does have a nice soft touch.
He had the rebound basket earlier, and again, you can post him up. Very athletic, very mobile. It's the thing you never know, right? I mean, in terms of the big guys, how athletic are they going to be? He is. And Munson delivers the three for the Cardinals, and they pull within one at 18-17.
It's a big answer for the Cardinals.
All right, so 5:25 left first half. This has been a terrific and fun game. 18-17, the 9-3 Mustangs over your 3-9 Chahai Cardinals. And there's a travel out on top by number 2, Jacob Rue. Number 12, Tyler Nelson.
Once again, evens the turnovers as well at 6-6. Offensive rebounds so far, they have 3 and we have 3. So everything in this game is
tied up. Yeah, I'll tell you. So Yvonne Hayden across the timeline. Cards looking for lead change number 6 to get the ball. Court in their advantage, and Yvonne Hayden gets the tie. They have to give them the lead.
Menominee wants to take a look at this.
And they'll take a break as well. We'll take a half a minute break. Back in 30. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Chahai Boys Hoops.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Look for the Mowers Ferry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mowers Ferry Insurance, Chippewa Falls. Well, 19-18, the Cards in a 5-0 run since they were down 18-14.
Yeah, really exciting game to watch. Again, the number of lead changes, and the Cardinals here with an opportunity to go ahead.
And again, 5:03 left in the half. Important to finish this half strong. Again, they've played terrific 13 minutes.
Yeah, it is. And that is what's going to show your character on this team, too, if they can take it again to that third level. You've got to be able to play with teams for the entire game and not just make it exciting for the first half or getting close to the first half. These next couple minutes are going to mean a lot.
6 lead changes and 1 tie in this boys' high school basketball game. They look to go down low to Trevor Robert, working on Kalinske. Left baseline, there's 2 more.
That's a great shot. There is absolutely nothing you can do about that. I think that was Kalinske on him, but actually played some really good defense.
Yeah, doing it best he can. And, again, he gives up quite a few inches, only a 6'2". We know he plays a lot bigger than that, and there's 2 more for the Cards.
And then Kalinske takes it right back to him for 8 for him to lead the Cardinals.
Yeah, he's having a huge night, and the 8th lead change as well. So back and forth in this very even game. as Butler on top behind the three-point line with Dillon back on him.
You know, all they can do is force Roberts to shoot that 10-foot shot.
The three misses badly for Rue. Out of there with it, Robert down low. He'll push against Kalinske. Rebound, Dillon back. Climbing the imaginary ladder. And now the Cards into the forecourt with that one-point advantage. And Owen Munson, I think, has just the 1-3, right, Owen?
Owen Munson has 2 threes.
Okay, here's another one. Von Hayden all the way down, driving it and missing the shot. Trevor Robert gets the rebound from Menominee with 3:45 left in the half. Cards unable to stretch that lead out. As Menominee finds Butler, top of the key, down low to Robert. That's the main focal point of the offense. He'll go around and reverse it in for two.
Once again, great move for the big guy.
Yeah.
He can do it. That one you gave up a little bit too much. Again, if you can force him to shoot that 10-foot shot, you're fine. He's got a nice touch, but he's not going to make that every time.
Right. Lead change number 9, and Butler went crashing into Von Hayden for just the second foul of the half on Menominee. And for DJ Butler, his first. So, again, there haven't been a lot of whistles to slow things down. 3 fouls on Shahai, 2 on Menominee.
And the Cardinals have a bunch of three-point shooters that could make this game interesting, shooting some very high percentages just off the bench. You see, I think that's 14 Thornton.
Yeah, Drew Thornton,
for sure.
One of the
highest percentages.
44.4%, right. On like 12 of 27 as there's the missed three by Von Hayden and Sal Menominee with the ball and the lead inside of 3 minutes to go here in this first half. Nelson into the forecourt on the far side, getting it off to Rue. Butler, the near side to Nelson. Pass on top back to Tyler Nelson. You got Tyler and Isaac, our brothers, and the Barron's brothers as well. And there's the steal racing down Munson. He's going to miss the shot, and we're going to get a foul called with 2:35 left in the half.
Yeah, it seemed like a little bit of a late call. It looked like he got him on the arm on the way up, but he didn't blow the whistle until the shot. The shot itself, it looked like it was actually clean.
Yeah, right. And so Isaac, I'm wrong here. We got Nielsen and Nelson, so that's they're not related. We do have two brothers though on the team.
You have three sets of names that are the same over there.
Well, and it's confusing because you have
Barron and Barron.
The Barron's brothers, and then there's Barron, right? So yeah,
I think it might be a typo.
Right. So Owen Munson misses the first free throw. Owen, a 64.3% shooter, averaging 17.3 a game.
Owen can tie it up, and he does. That's 1 of 2, and the Cardinals are knotted up again.
Second tie of the night here on WOGO Sports. And inside of 2.5 left here, first half. Menominee on top to Rue. Rue averaging 13.3 a game. They're doing a pretty good job on him, too.
You know, Kalinske's a pretty good matchup down there.
Nelson misses the three. Rebound, Dillon back.
He's got a big body. He can push him
right
a little bit.
Yeah. And that's why they're trying him, right, with Gebauer on the bench.
And he doesn't really have, you know, any foul trouble tonight either.
Oh.
Like you said, they're not fouling a ton.
And it's going to be a foul on Von Hayden, kind of using a stiff arm, kind of a football stiff arm. And so he'll get the...
He certainly knows how to do that. And that's going to knot him up at 7 turnovers apiece, too, as the score's knotted up. And offensive rebounds, they got one more. But this is a battle.
2 minutes to go in the first half. Tied at 22. 9 lead changes and 2 ties. This free outside shot, no good. Kalinske with it. And now Munson gets some direction from the sideline as they toss it ahead. Drew Thornton, there's the shot inside the three-point line. Not a lot of shots inside the three typically for the 5'7 junior. And comes away to Menominee. Minute and a half left in the first half. Robert, free throw line extended. Kind of working back down. Connor Kalinske battling. He's got that good, solid base. He may give up 6 inches, but again, he certainly placed. Oh, and ahead. Robert able to lay it up and in.
You gave him too much credit, and that time he let Robert get to the basket.
All right, I'll take it. The broadcaster jinx on that one.
He's got to step in front. Again, he's not in foul trouble. He's only got one foul.
Right.
Can't let him have that straight shot to the basket.
Hard to have anybody in foul trouble. You have 7 fouls between the two, but... Again, I don't think we've been complaining. Kalinske trying to save. And, they get it ahead to Robert. He's going to try to put it in, and he does. So he's really breaking out here in the latter part of the half for Menominee as their lead grows to 4.
Yeah, the Cardinals got to settle down. 47 seconds left. They're down by 4. definitely can't afford to turn this one over here.
Jason Prue, instructions to his guys with going for the steal, and Menominee comes away with it, and a foul before the layup by Jacob Rue.
Yeah, and that's the same Jacob Rue that was all over, I think, Von Hayden when Von Hayden was trying to bring it up. Really good job defensively, even just playing one-on-one, which is tough to do. That's going to take us to 8 turnovers.
So the foul goes on Drew Thornton. Drew's first. The fifth on the cards is the team with 32.7 seconds left in the half. Rue, a 100% free throw shooter, and he hits that one.
That's a rather good percentage.
Yeah, I can tell you that he is
probably going to make this.
I'm trying to see the total number of free throws. 2 of 2. See, it was only 2 of 2, but hey, he hit
and
those.
Now he's 4 of 4.
Yeah. So this wouldn't be a bad time. I'm trying to think if Thornton is he's not out there anymore. I was going to say we could use a 3 from him. This is the biggest lead of the game for Menominee. Inside of 30 seconds left in this first half. Dillon back out on top. Looking to drive. Final 20 seconds of the half. Cale Dillon back, crashes against two Menominee players, gets it right side to Von Hayden. Von Hayden back to Gebauer. Von Hayden in the corner, final 10 seconds. Cards looking to get a hoop before halftime. Kalinske on the outside, Dillon back, 4 seconds.
Got a shooter.
Somebody get a shot off. Connor Kalinske driving right baseline, puts it in. Yes, the Cards score before halftime.
That's a good finish, real good finish for the Cardinals. And winding up Kalinske getting to 10 points. Trevor Roberts still leading all scorers right now with 12, I think.
We'll take a 3-minute timeout when we come back. Halftime, we'll have stats and highlights and the WOGO sports calendar ahead. This is WOGO Basketball.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Chi High trailing at the half 28-24. Mark Halverson with Dave Check here on WOGO Sports. Dave, your take on the first half.
Well, exciting first half and a good first half for the Cardinals, playing against a team that's just a little bit ahead of them in the conference, a game that they'd love to win at home. and they're doing some of the things that they need to do, but at the same time, like we said, they got to play the entire game, and they gave a little bit up right in the end there. Let's see if they can get it back and keep this a close game the entire game.
All right, how about the stats?
All right, well, the stats for the Menominee Mustangs, it was really a two-person game. Trevor Roberts leading the way with 12 points. He leads all scorers with 12 points. DJ Butler is the other scorer that has 10, two three-pointers and two twos for the Mustangs. For the Cardinals, as a team, they shot 3-for-9 from the three-point line. They were 7-for-13 from inside the three-point line and 1-for-2 from the free-throw line. As far as turnovers, pretty well even. They had 7, we had 8. Offensive rebounds, they had 4 offensive rebounds. I have us having 3 offensive rebounds, so not too far off there. Individual scores for the Cardinals, Kalinske leading the way with 10. He's 5-for-5 shooting, 10 points, 2 rebounds. Next is Munson. Munson's 2-for-4, has 7 points and 1 rebound. Von Hayden's 2-for-7, he has 5 points and a rebound. And leading the way for the Cardinals, rebounding, Dylan Beck, no points, but he has 5 rebounds and 2 offensive rebounds to lead the Cardinals. Jenkins rounds out the scoring, going 1-for-2 for 2 points, and that's all the scoring for the Cardinals.
And, yeah, I think I maybe had Chahai for, they had 2 late turnovers, so I had him at 9, but, yeah, with the 7 of Menominee, and again, I had down 9 lead changes, 2 ties, both at 10 and 22, then Menominee went on a 6-0 spurt before Chai got that last basket from Kalinske. Great first half for Connor Kalinske.
Yeah, exactly. That's just a solid. And, you know, he's taking it right to the big guy, too. What's impressive about going 5-for-5 is not necessarily, I mean, he could do that on any given night, but he's taking it to the 6'8 kid.
Right.
Doing a really good job just taking it right to him. Really, you know, that's what you want to do is maybe draw fouls on the big guy, get him to worry about that. Hasn't drawn any fouls, really. I think maybe he's got 1 foul on him, but, you know, taking it to him 5-for-5 is pretty impressive.
Only 8 fouls called, 5 of them on Chippewa, only 3 on Menominee. And, again, one of the things that did stand out, Chahai's shooting percentage from the free throw line as a team is 61.6%, 68.7% in conference play. Menominee's is low, but I mentioned earlier, and this would be, hack a Shaq strategy, if you will. He's just a 33% free throw shooter. He's been there a bunch, and so, but Chahai not fouling him, 33.3%, 22 of 49. So free throws not his strong suit. So
yeah, where you need to take advantage of that is right when they get into the bonus, and if he even gets that ball down low, you go
ahead
and hack him. By the time you get to the end of the game, it's too late because they're not going to get the ball to him. If they have a 10-point lead, they're going to be keeping that ball in the hands of their guards, and he won't touch it.
Something to keep in mind. Let's check some of the highlights from the first half. Here we come the other way, and their three-pointer is swish for Owen Munson, and the Cards on the scoreboard. Cards against the full court press. Von Hayden has the ball knocked away, recovered by Gebauer. They work the ball down low. Kalinske for 2 for the Cardinals. On the floor. Good pass. Kalinske down low, and there's 2 more for the Cards to tie it at 10.
Get yourself mentally into doing it the correct way. I'll try to explain that after the show.
Okay. And now the Cardinals looking for a three-pointer to maybe tie this thing. Kalinske into the paint, all the way down. He'll challenge Robert, put it up and in for 2. So Cards going toe-to-toe with the 9-3 Mustangs. Chahai 3-9, and Jacoby Jenkins gets the hoop. And Chahai gets the lead at 14-13.
Turnaround.
Yeah.
He does have a nice soft touch.
He had the rebound basket earlier, and again, you can post him up. Very athletic, very mobile. It's the thing you never know, right? I mean, in terms of the big guys, how athletic are they going to be? He is. And Munson delivers the 3 for the Cardinals, and they pull within 1 at 18-17. So Von Hayden across the timeline. Cards looking for lead change number 6 to get the ball. Caught in their advantage, and Von Hayden gets the tie. They have to within the lead. And one more highlight from the first half came in the late going. See if we can drop that one on you here on WOGO. Back to Gebauer. Von Hayden in the corner. Final 10 seconds. Cards looking to get a hoop before halftime. Kalinske on the outside. Dylan Beck, 4 seconds.
Got to shoot
Somebody
it.
Get a shot off. Connor Kalinske driving right baseline. Puts it in. Yes, the Cards score. before halftime. So there you go, our first half highlights on WOGO Sports. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Quick check of the WOGO Sports calendar and the second half of basketball. 2 minutes away. This is Cardinal Basketball.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Claire Rapa, deep three from straight on. Oh, my goodness. She is hotter than hot right now.
Now squirts loose, and here comes Chai High. Two-on-one opportunity. Fournette drags it. Oh, he scored. Matt Fournette.
Claire Rapa, they left her open for three left.
What a bad idea.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel two times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Second half getting underway. WOGO Sports Calendar are set to bring you McDonald Boys at Fall Creek. That's now a 6-10 start. 6-10 start coming up on Thursday night. And Trevor Robert colliding with Kalinske. It's going to be a blocking foul on Connor with 17:48 to go here in this second half just underway. And hoping to bring you McDonald girls against Cameron coming up on Friday night, 6:40, but we'll see what happens with the, again, we know we're going to the deep freeze here from Thursday night into Saturday. So.
That was a good try by Kalinske there to try to get the charge.
And the Mustangs toss it away.
Didn't quite work out. He got the foul, but, you know, he's got something to give. And, again, that's the exact kind of foul that we'd like to see when they're trying to get him the ball down low
in the
bonus.
All right, so the second half underway. The Cards against the full court press. Owen Munson in the backcourt to Grant Von Hayden.
Jacob Rue once again putting the one-on-one defensive show.
Yeah, and it's Von Hayden and Gabe Bauer, Dylan Beck, Kalinske, and Owen Munson for the Cards. Gabe Bauer toward the paint, looking for his first two. Got it.
That's a nice move.
Cards within two at 28-26.
That's Gabe Bauer's first points of the night.
Yeah.
Second shot.
17 minutes to go here in the second half as Menominee now going left to right. And Butler's going to miss the shot. Skying for the rebound, Owen Munson. And the Cards with a chance to tie or maybe get the lead. Von Hayden around the right side. Hands it off to Munson. Picked up defensively by DJ Butler. Owen with a couple of threes in the first half. Down low, Gabe Bauer bounces around. They kick it out. They find a wide open Von Hayden. Misses off the rim. No. Rebound comes away to Gabe Bauer. Cardinals will reset now. Von Hayden drives. Kicks it out to Connor Kalinske. With a red hot first half spin move. Left hand can't quite finish. And out of there with it is the Mustangs. And out of bounds to Chippewa's Isaac Nielsen. Couldn't hold on.
Kalinske with his first miss of the night, and even that was a good shot. Almost fell. So.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to give Menominee a turnover for that one. I think I gave them the rebound.
Yeah, he barely had it. So, okay, there's the three-pointer. Von Hayden able to connect, and the Cards grab the lead on that one.
That's huge. Von Hayden, or that was Munson, right?
Munson.
Munson made him pay on that one.
Bad call on my end, yeah. And another lead change, number 10. And the three-pointer from Menominee, and they get the answer from Jacob Rue. 31-29. Boy, 11 lead changes tonight. It's just been back and forth all night long.
Yeah, good first couple of minutes to Chi-High to get them back in and, again, make this an exciting game.
So Munson with the three threes after that last
there,
trifecta. Kalinske, the basket and the foul. The hoop and the harm for the Cards. They get the lead back.
That's how you make the three-point shot right there, big fella. Take it right to him.
The Menominee call number 12, Tyler Nelson.
Kalinske having one heck of a game here. Now, tie it up. Can he make the free throw to put them up?
Connor Kalinske for one.
Yeah, he's having a terrific game.
This is a big guy's answer right here. This is the way you get three.
Oh, I missed it. Actually, rather than the lead, I was thinking it was just back and forth, but that's our third tie to go with 11 lead changes. And now into the forecourt, the Mustangs to Trevor Robert. He's a good distance from the hoop. And Connor Kalinske doing good. He's continuing to get that assignment. He's got that solid base.
Yeah, this game has been tied for probably about 7 or 8 minutes of the game, including about 5 at 10 each.
Right, yeah, 10, 22, and 31. So all along the way to go with 11 lead changes and a fantastic drive, and it was too easy for Jacob Rue to make it 33-31 Menominee.
Jacob Rue doesn't take a whole lot of two-pointers from what it looks like. That was just a nice drive, found an opening.
Von Hayden into the forecourt. Swings his pass, and that one's stolen away, and he wishes he could have that one back. Mustangs with the ball and a two-point lead, 14:45 left in regulation. Butler, Robert, free throw line extended and rattles out. No, rebound comes down to Gebauer for the Cards. And here's Grant Von Hayden. Across the timeline, 14.5 left here in the second half. Von Hayden sees some daylight. Gebauer on the right baseline. Takes it down to Kalinske. Connor, contact, pushes it up, no good. Boy, he is just, it's a combination football and basketball with Connor down there battling it out.
Yeah, a lot of contact there. Thought he might have got the call, but those are the ones that he needs to be able to finish as well, even with the contact.
He was just to my right last night. He was part of the broadcast team for the school calling the game. Long three-pointer is buried, and he's coming alive right now is Jacob Rue for the Mustangs.
13 points for Rue.
And they've got a five-point lead at 36-31. I believe their biggest of the night. They let it six, actually. They let it six. But answering Kalinske trying to, can't. Gebauer's pass intercepted after the rebound he had. We get it ahead to Trevor Robert. Basket good and the foul. And now Menominee stretches their lead to seven at 38-31. Well, this is going to be important for the Cards here because it's Menominee's gone on this 7-0 run, but can Chai answer back in this next possession as Robert goes to the line? We mentioned he's a 33% shooter. Kalinske gets his third. That's huge because he's playing a whale of a game. And he'll come out now in terms of Jacoby Jenkins comes in.
Yeah, that was a big one, having Kalinske wind up with a foul. There's his third foul turnover on the other end.
You'd like to send him to the line. You'd like to send him to the line, but not to complete a three-point play. And Robert misses the free throw, and Gebauer comes down with it for the Cards. So, and a travel's going to be called, and Chai turns it over. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. All right, seven-point lead for the Mustangs. What will the Cards do with Robert? Well, Gebauer's matched against him now. Trevor... Oh, boy, and he's going to battle him. And now it's a nine-point lead as Robert gets the hoop.
And you see the difference there, and you don't really notice it when Kalinske's out there. But
yeah.
Kalinske doesn't move.
Right.
You know, he put the shoulder down.
No, he's an oak tree, yeah, for sure. And so, but obviously Gebauer doing the best. He got the height, but you can see the importance of that base. Gebauer wide open down low for two for the Cardinals. And we're going to time out and a break in the action. Back in a minute. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Chi-High Boys Hoops.
24-7 of West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heese at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
40-33 Menominee lead, and they've got the basketball. Working it down low to their 6'8 junior, Trevor Robert. Dishes right side, up and in for two. Kistner, the 6'2 senior, just exceeded his average. His average is just 1.4 a game. So the Cards in a hole, down nine. Von Hayden all the way on the drive. Dillenbeck gets the rebound, puts it off. No, rebound Robert. And so Menominee now with a 9-point lead at 42-33. 12 minutes and 15 seconds left in regulation.
Cardinals not making a whole lot of shots this half.
No. Kalinske on the bench with the three fouls now for Chippewa. And off of the leg of Dillenbeck and out of bounds. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnaces running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. All right, a 9-point lead. Trevor Robert is just, it's fun to watch him, though, I got to say, Dave. I mean, it's challenging for your team, be it Chi High, but there's the three-pointer coming up short for Parker Behrens, the 6'1 freshman. To the other end, the Cards get the hoop. And Owen Munson, two more.
That was created by Dillenbeck with a great rebound there. It gets it ahead, saw that there was a open man running to the basket.
Yeah. And now Menominee, 11:45 left in regulation with the ball and a 7-point lead. Again, earlier, 11 lead changes and three ties, but once we were tied at 31, Menominee went on a 9-0 run.
Cardinals trying a zone defense now.
Three-pointer on the far side. Again, a miss for Parker Behrens, the freshman. Cards with it. So the door being left open here on some misses by the Mustangs. Von Hayden way back in the parking lot, eyeing up a potential three, chooses to think better of it with Tyler Nelson on him. He'll back it up, between the leg dribble. Far side, Gabe Bauer, not a big threat from that far out. Trevor Robert daring him to shoot. Dangerous bounce pass, gets it away to Dillenbeck. Back to Gabe Bauer, outside, got it! There it is for the Cardinals, 42-37. Make it 42-38, a three-pointer apparently.
Did that come right after you saying not that big of a
I did, yes,
moment?
I did. So that's a reverse broadcast
there you go.
For drinks. You dare people.
Well, they did. Now it's a 4-point game. So,
and all of his points coming in the second half.
Now this zone.
Oh, and they get the feed down low for two. Ian Kistner.
That's a break in the zone. You know, I was just going to say the zone might be something that can stop their big guy because one-on-one is not doing it.
44-38 Mustangs. Jenkins left corner off the top of the backboard. Rebound Trevor Robert. Menominee ball up six. 10:15 left in regulation. Jason Prue with his instructions to his guys. Setting up defensively for Chahai. Kalinske still on the bench with the three fouls. And a whistle and a foul.
Still, the Cardinals only have three fouls this half.
Right.
Long way to go to the bonus.
And as low as that's been, Chahai had more fouls in the first half as well. So it's Menominee's really been choir boys in terms of fouls.
Yeah, maybe a little bit too early for this, but you know, the Cardinals gotta work towards getting the Menominee in that bonus.
That was just the first foul on Owen Munson.
Right now, it's still well under control.
You yeah, don't want this I hear what you're
get,
saying.
Get
right,
more than 10 with 10 minutes. But.
Yeah, if it gets so late and you're only at three fouls with a couple minutes to go, as. Mustangs taking their time. Low post, Trevor Robert. Match against Gabe Bauer. He'll work him right baseline.
That's good D.
Put it up and in.
Yep. Made it, but that's good D.
Yeah, it's good D, but he's just so good, so confident, and he can get his shot.
And he's only a junior.
He is only a junior. And the Cards racing it down the floor with Van Hayden finding Brady Paul. and the whistle and the foul. Only the second of the second half on the Mustang as Tyler Nelson gets his second. And Brady Paul to get it in for the Cards. Trail it by eight. They've been down by as many as nine at 40-31. And Monson buries the three.
That is a quick pop for him. Just turn around, guy in his face. He's 3 for 3 this half. 8 points, two of them three-pointers.
Back within five at 46-41.
Monson had a good first half, too, with 7 points. Good shooting percentage.
And Rue is lighting it up, and there he shows again. Boy, he is just solid. 5'10 senior, he can get the job done. 48-41.
Slugging back and forth, but the Cardinals got to make up that 7 point deficit.
Von Hayden now setting the offense inside of 9 minutes, so the fourth quarter, if you will. Time to step up. And there's the steal by Robert on the far side. Haven't had a lot of turnovers, but there's one for the Cardinals. And the outside shot comes up short. Robert chases after the rebound on the floor. Good hustle by Gebauer for the Cardinals. And who are they going to give it to? Menominee, I believe, with 8:37 to go.
Technically, that's an offensive team rebound for Menominee.
When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken, 715-720-4000. Later, the post-class post-game show, the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, and our 24-7 in West Wisconsin FiberFast plays of the game, all in the postgame. 8:25 to go. Menominee ball in a 7-point lead. Robert on the right baseline. Kicks it out on top. Rue, he's been stepping up big time like the senior leader he is here in the second half. And Menominee not in any hurry right now with Parker Behrens, the freshman. Oh, nice feed down low to Robert for two. That was pretty, damn.
Yeah, it was.
It was just a really good pass. Rue can shoot. He can pass and got it to his big fella.
Yeah, that's a big target under there when he's got him held off like that.
Well, I think what it is, Menominee, they've got a number of good three-point shooters, and then you factor in how many high-percentage shots they can get with Robert. That's just a tough load to beat. Hence, they are 9-3. We got a timeout, 7:46 to go in the game. Cards down 9, back in 60 on WOGO.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, 50-41, Cards down 9. It was tied at 31, Dave, and since then the Mustangs outscoring the Cards 19-10.
Yeah, not a very good stretch for the Cardinals for a number of reasons, but really just seeing Robert kind of taking over this game.
And now the Cards with the ball after this timeout, so... Again, 7:45, still a ton of time, but a big challenge for the Cards is Robert stepping out in a blocking foul called, one of the rare fouls called on the Mustangs tonight. I think only like their sixth of the evening.
You know, the Cardinals are not actually shooting bad this half from the three-point line. They're shooting 3 for 6.
You know, a lot of times people will try to get the talented big guy in foul trouble. That is only the first foul on 6'8 junior Trevor Robert this evening, so... Again, Connor Kalinske back out there with the three fouls. Von Hayden behind the line. Dylan Beck gets it back. Von Hayden. Again, do I need to maybe suggest again that somebody can't hit a three-pointer, so maybe they'll make one. There's Kalinske waking his way, and then Robert blocks it, fights him for it, and it goes out of bounds to Menominee with 7:09 to go.
Kalinske took it into the Lions' den one too many times there.
Yeah.
And, you know, also Robert, with only one foul with 7 minutes left, can start opening up a little bit more and playing for those blocks like that, too.
Yeah.
He's in a really good position right now for Menominee.
It would be interesting to see him battle some of the other big guys in terms of the conference. But, yeah, he's just a junior. As Menominee now gets it down low to him. He'll find DJ Butler on the left side. Misses the shot. Kalinske with the rebound. Falling out of bounds. Gets it off the Menominee player. And it'll Chi High basketball with 6:48 to go.
Yeah, that should have been his third easy assist right there to Butler. Again, who does a great job cutting to the basket. Didn't quite make that one fall.
50-41. Cards in a 9-point deficit. Three threes is what they need to tie. And, of course, Menominee have some possessions along the way. Tyler Nelson against Grant Von Hayden. Grant into the forecourt. Picks up his dribble. Gets it on top to Gebauer. Back to Von Hayden. Kalinske. Owen Munson. He'll take the three and bury it for the Cardinals.
Munson definitely has the hot hand right now. 4 for 4 this half. 3 for 3 from the three-point line. Let him keep shooting, and they'll get back in this game.
He's your man. He's your,
still in it.
He's your leading scorer at more than 17 a game. He's your go-to guy. Butler behind the three-point line. Works it around to Rue. Back to Tyler Nelson. Isaac Nielsen now, and there's the shot from the left corner. No good. Out of bounds. Butler diving for it. Chi-High basketball. So, again, plenty of time. 6 minutes to go. And the Cards who face the full court press.
Yeah, you said Munson averaging, I think, what
more than 17.3.
He's got 18 right now.
Yeah. So Von Hayden now for the Cardinals. Against Tyler Nelson, just kind of bothering him, kind of a nuisance. Into the forecourt. Choosing not to take the screen, and now Gebauer will bounce off of that.
DJ Butler guarding.
Kalinske on the baseline, and then, oh boy. Yeah, and Gebauer was thinking a teammate was going to be somewhere he wasn't, and so the Cards turn it over.
Fifth turnover for this half is what I got on that.
Okay.
What do you got?
I missed some, so how many is that total?
Five total. We got 14.
Okay. I will acknowledge that. All right. 5:25 to go in regulation. Cards down 6. Trevor Robert, the 6'8 junior, toward the paint. Finds his teammate. Butler puts it in.
Another easy assist to Butler.
Again, when I see the fact that Butler came in averaging 3.4, I don't want to believe it because the way he's played tonight. 52-44.
Yeah, 12 points for Butler.
Von Hayden misses the three from the left side and the rebound to Robert. So Menominee ball up 8. Less than 5 minutes to go as Greg Von Hayden tapping the top of his head. So maybe a slowdown. They're not in any hurry here to be hoisting shots.
No, now is where the Cardinals really have to step up. They've got to get this to 7 fouls. Probably wouldn't be a bad idea to put some subs
in there. Rue loses it, and Menominee turnover as Kalinske comes out of there. Here come the Cardinals. Von Hayden picks up the dribble, gets it left side to Kalinske. Connor into the paint, puts up the shot around and in for Chippewa.
Kalinske back at it.
He's having a terrific night. Cards back within 6 at 52-46.
14 for Kalinske.
Working around on the outside now. Trevor Robert, he'll make his move towards the basket and shake the defender free and get it. Connor kind of fell away on that one. Again, he's got to watch it some, stay active with the 3 fouls. But down by 8 as Robert has a big night beyond that average of 18. Bounce pass stolen away by Trevor Robert. 15th Cardinal turnover with 3:49 to go. Tyler Nelson into the forecourt.
You know, I mentioned the Cardinals put a little bit more pressure on right now.
Yeah. Greg Van Grunsven in his second season coaching Menominee. And I can go back with Greg, remembering him with Eau Claire Regis. He was Regis 91-03. And then later with Memorial from 03 to 2017, with Bloomer from 2018 to 2024, and then the last couple years with Menominee. So,
now, is he in the Hall of Fame? I mean, that's the Hall of Fame name that you're looking at right there
at
some point.
Right. I know. It really was. It was fun to ask him about it. And again, he's faced a lot and hung with it. But the love of it and missing the dunk attempt, Dylan Beck, And then a whistle and a foul with 3:08 to go, and the Cards down 8.
But, you know, in your interview with him, he hit it right on the head on what makes that all possible, especially at the high school level.
Yeah,
exactly. His wife.
For sure.
There's no way he could be here with all the support. His kids going through the programs that he was in at Memorial, right?
He should write a book, actually. I mean, he's lived it. You know, he's lived the journey. As Dylan Beck misses down low, and he'll head to the free throw line where Kale's a 64.7% free throw shooter. One of the things, though, I would say that stands out as I wrote that resume down beforehand was, you know, a job would end and he started another. There was not a season off in all of that since 91. First free throw is good.
A lot of success in those years, too.
Number 4, Brady Paul in for the Cardinals.
So Dylan Beck makes the first free throw. Yep. Puts Chi High back within 7.
3 minutes to go. Second one. Off the mark. No. Butler skies for the rebound. Menominee with it. Tyler Nelson against Grant Von Hayden. Across the timeline to Rue. Far side. They get it to Isaac Nielsen.
I think you need to have Paul, who's in. I don't think he has any fouls. He needs to do some fouling right here.
I got to say, this Menominee team, they are a fun team to watch. I mean, with Trevor Robert as the center point, but the way that he works with his teammates, they're a fun bunch, and beyond tonight, we'll wish them well. 2:28 to go. We got a timeout. We'll take a break. Back in a minute. This is Chardinal Basketball.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Chi-High down 7 with 2:28 to go. And for the Cards, they will bring Brett Stokosa for the first time tonight. Brett, a 5'10 junior. Also Brady Paul, Cale Dillenbeck, Grant Von Hayden, and Connor Kalinske.
Yeah, and it's going to be their job to get the fouls really quick. Yeah. You can't have Kalinske fouling right now. Matter of fact, I'd probably switch and put one of those guys on the big guy.
Yeah, and they're going to foul right away and send number... Well, not quite sending anybody. That's only the fourth foul. So, obviously, Zakosa has not played, so he's got all of his fouls to give. But that one going on number 4, Brady Paul. Brady his first.
And, again, once you get to the bonus, that's when you want that.
Right.
Find some way to get the ball into Robert's hand.
And Robert's still out there. So that foul going on Stokosa, his first personal.
Well, one of the reasons he can stay out there is because Kalinske's guarding him. Kalinske is the only Cardinal that can't afford to get
right.
a foul.
Yeah, that's true. And then they'll drive and get it to Robert. Basket good, and the foul.
It is Kalinske.
Oh, no. With 2:18 to go, and Connor punching the mat behind the basket. The Cards down by 9, 56-47.
Yeah, you know, in all likelihood, Kalinske, they're going to have Roberts out. We need three-pointers at this point in time.
And, again, they did end up fouling Trevor Robert, but after he made a basket, or as he was making it.
Yeah, you know, that's when, as soon as he got the ball underneath,
right.
the hands
yeah.
need to be grabbing him.
And he misses that one again, and so get 0 for 2 from the line tonight as Dylan Beck skies for the rebound. 2:10 to go in this one, and the Cards down 9. And Drew Thornton is out there. He has not tried a three-pointer tonight. Came in 12 of 27 for 44.4% on threes. So he'd like to get him a chance, but it's getting him that opportunity.
Yeah, especially with Jacob Rue guarding him out there.
Von Hayden forcing one. It's off the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Gebauer will get a whistle. And they're going to say a possession arrow call, and it's going Chahai's direction with 1:48 to go. Well, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. through the hands of Gabe Bauer and then off the Menominee player and out of bounds off of Isaac Nielsen. 1:46 to go. Owen Munson with Dylan Beck, Von Hayden, Gabe Bauer, and Drew Thornton. Cards are down by 3-3, so it'd be nice to get Thornton an opportunity. Somebody set him a screen or something. He looks like kind of the high school version of Steve Kerr. There's the outside shot, comes up short for Dylan Beck, and Gabe Bauer can't quite save it. Tyler Nelson gets it. And we're going to have a whistle with 1:26 to go. So down to our final 86 seconds as Tyler Nelson goes to the line. He is a 29.2% free throw shooter, so not a bad guy to foul as the foul goes on Gabe Bauer, his third. Free throw is up and good.
Tyler Nelson's first points of the game.
Came in averaging 10.6. As actually their third leading scorer, and he hits them both. So 58-47, that is Menominee's biggest lead. Cards have fought hard. It's been an entertaining game. It was tied at 31 as Thornton's going to hit the three-pointer. He's 13-28 on the season.
That's that three you were looking for.
That's right. And timeout, 1:16 to go, back in 30. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission: building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
One 16 to go. Three-pointer from Drew Thornton, his first of the game. Only improving an already impressive three-point shooting percentage. You're great with the numbers. 13 out of 20. He's approaching 50%.
65.
And a five-second violation called against the Mustangs, and the Cards now will make offensive substitutions. Down by 8 with 1:16 to go. Menominee turnover.
I think that figure is wrong. He's not 13.
No,
for
13
20,
of 28. 28.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you said.
I know that's why. Yeah. So he was 44.4% at 12. Oh, there's the three-pointer from Munson, and the Cardinals draw back within 5, and we've got another timeout.
Munson is 4-for-4 this half from the three-point line. How are we?
I don't know. And we'll take a 30-second break. Back in a moment.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Well, back-to-back threes from the Cardinals have drawn them from 11 down to 5 down. And again, they've 5-second violation. So again, they're inspired to do it again, Dave.
And look at the fouls, 7. So they're in the double,
yep.
they're in the bonus for the next 3. I don't think Robert is going to be out there right now. I really don't. But still, whoever's out there is going to have
the pressure. It looks like he is going to be out there.
They got to find a way to foul him, even if it is Kalinske.
Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls.
They ought to let him get the ball right here.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. And now Tyler Nelson operating against the Cardinals. Full court press and a whistle and a foul. And they don't like maybe how some of the Menominee fans oohing and aahing over the Brett Stokosa foul.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it is intentional. We are trying to intentionally foul, but, you know, a tough grab is not going to get that call. You come over and you shoulder a kid, that's different. But
Tyler Nelson still, at least numerically, not a bad guy to foul at 29.2%, but
Did you say 29.2%?
I did, yeah. He has 7 of 24 coming in.
That's definitely the guy you want to follow right
but
there.
But he hit his two earlier, right? So here's the first one. That's good. So he doesn't look like it. I'm just telling you what the numbers say. They say he is. I'm looking at it right here. You know, yeah, that is 7 of you know what? That's his three-point percentage.
Okay, that
73.5. My bad. I don't know. My bad. It's about the... I've made some mistakes tonight. Okay, 7... Yeah, it didn't look like a 29% free throw shooter. All right, well, that was another announcer jinx thing that didn't work. 55 seconds. Cards down 7. They work it... Three-pointer, Gebauer, off the front iron, no. Rebound, Tyler Nelson. On the ground with it, gets it off to his teammate, Rue, to Butler. And we're going to have a foul, stopping the clock with 40 seconds to go, and the Cards down 7.
Gebauer's first miss of the half, too. Between Gebauer and Munson, they had not missed a shot this half.
My apologies to the Tyler Nelson family for the pronouncements of the...
Disparaging comments there, I mean...
He's a fine free throw shooter.
That's almost slander, 29%, and he's probably pretty close to 90.
75. He's over 75. As the first one is good by Rue.
And Rue, you said, is 100%.
I did.
Right?
I did, yeah. And that's hasn't shot a lot of free throws. 61-53. Cards down 8. 40 seconds to go. Second one is in there. So they're hitting their free throws. 62-53.
All right, Cardinals got to get a three here.
Late going. Thornton on the far side, Munson. Munson looks into Gebauer, misses the shot down low. Robert out of there with the rebound. 25 seconds to go. Cardinals still after and committing the foul. Gebauer with 21.8 to go.
Yep, they're just letting you put your 29% shooter back on the line here again to go 6-for-6 against us.
Hey, guys, he's really a 75% free throw shooter. Never mind. And he's up that with 4-of-4, okay? So never mind.
Well, let's see what he does here.
Do the math. He said
75%. He should be missing one of these soon.
Mm-hmm. First one is up and good. 5 out of 5. 63-53. Menominee had briefly led by 11 earlier. Second one is good. So he's hit all 6.
I don't think I ever hit 6 straight in my entire life.
All right, final 15 seconds now. Three-pointer Munson off the front iron. No. Rebound down to Tyler Nelson. And Menominee will win this game. They lead it 64-53, and that's going to be our final. From the Birdcage at Chi High, the Mustangs with the win go to 10-3 overall, 4-2 in the conference, and Chi High with the loss, dropping this one, going to 3-10, and another conference defeat for your Cardinals tonight as they drop to 2-5 in the BRC. We're back at the postgame in a moment. This is WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Claire Rapp, a deep three from straight on. Oh, my goodness. She is hotter than hot right now.
Now it squirts loose, and here comes Chai High. Two-on-one opportunity. Fournette drags it. Oh, he scored. Matt Fournette.
Claire Rapp, they left her open for three left.
Wait, that idea.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
All right, Chai comes up short, 64-53. This is the post-class post-game show on WOGO. Mark Halverson and Dave Check. And brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. All right, Dave, give me your take on this one.
Well, the take is that, you know, the score unfortunately didn't reflect how close this game was, and the Cardinals kept this a very good game. I don't really see this as being an 11-point game. It sort of got out of control once they had to start fouling, and, of course, they're fouling players that, even though we said they shoot 29%, they apparently shoot closer to 100% because that's what they did against us. I don't think we saw a missed free throw except by Robert earlier in the game. So, again, I think it was a well-fought game by the Cardinals. They did a lot of nice things. I think they were evenly matched with offensive rebounds, which was good. They were evenly matched, maybe a little bit down on turnovers, but nothing outlandish. They really match up well with this team from Menominee. And you know, I think if they can make a few different baskets, you know, right in that last 5 minute, 6 minute mark, this could be a different game.
I thought so too. I mean, you looked at it. We talked so much about the lead changes and the ties. And again, we had 11 lead changes, three ties, those ties at 10, 22, and 31. It was a back and forth, as is said in sports, seesaw. I mean, the Cards, again, had leads at various instances, but once it got to 31, Menominee went on a 9-0 run, led 40-31, and really, truly didn't look back. The Cards were able to, down by a good number, did get some back-to-back threes and cut it to five after they had the five-second violation. But Menominee finishes the job and comes out on top, 64-53. Chai did win the JV game earlier, 47-36. Well, it's I could have pressured Dave's trying to tally these, but let me just introduce the fact that when Dave is ready, it's time for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Dave, how about it?
Well, I give you what I have right now, which I think is pretty much the entire coverage. First of all, the names that you got to know tonight for the Menominee Mustangs, you have Trevor Robert with an impressive night, 24 points to lead all scorers. Jacob Rue winds up with 17, and Butler winds up with 12. For the Cardinals, shooting on the night overall, they were 9 for 21 from the three-point line. So really, I mean, not too bad of a shooting night from the three-point line. 12 for 26 from twos and 2 for 5 from the free-throw line. Turnovers, it was pretty even in the first half. We wound up having about three or four more than them by the end of the game. Offensive rebounds, again, pretty close. Outstanding performances, I would say the three names that I do have the stats completely done for, if I can find out where I wrote them. You have Munson leading the way with all scorers. He was 6 for 9 shooting, most of that being three-point shots, 21 points. And number of free throws as well, 21 points and 3 rebounds. You have Kolinsky, that was 7 for 12. He had 14 points and 3 rebounds. And Gebauer, 3 for 6, 7 points, and he had 6 rebounds. So a couple of outstanding nights by those three guys in particular. Got some help along the way. And this, again, was a really, really close game and could have went the other way with a little bit different of a result in that 5 or 6 minute mark. And really exciting game to watch.
Absolutely, as it was a good battle, but Menominee able to take charge when they needed to down the stretch to come out on top. We'll take a final timeout back in 3 minutes with the final word. Don't forget, we still have the 24-7 to West Wisconsin Telecom FiberFast plays of the game. A check of our WOGO Sports calendar as well. 3 minutes away on WOGO.
Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royal support. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help and couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Back in the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Cardinals lose at 64-53. There were a lot of highlights in this one. Let's listen. And here on WOGO, we try to bring you the highlights, and we will do the best we can for this one, and starting off with half number one. Here we come the other way, and their three-pointer is swish for Owen Munson, and the Cards on the scoreboard. Four a game. Cards against the full-court press. Von Hayden has the ball knocked away, recovered by Gebauer. They work the ball down low. Kalinske for two for the Cardinals. On the floor. Good pass. Kalinske down low, and there's two more for the Cards to tie it at 10.
Yourself mentally into doing it the correct way. I'll try to explain that after this show.
Okay. And now the Cardinals looking for a three-pointer to maybe tie this thing. Kalinske into the paint, all the way down. He'll challenge Robert, put it up and in for two. So Cards going toe-to-toe with the 9-3 Mustangs. Chahai 3-9, and Jacoby Jenkins gets the hoop. And Chahai gets the lead at 14-13.
Turnaround.
Yeah.
He does have a nice soft touch.
He had the rebound basket earlier, and again, you can post him up. Very athletic, very mobile. It's the thing you never know, right? I mean, in terms of the big guys, how athletic are they going to be? He is. And Munson delivers the three for the Cardinals, and they pull within one at 18-17.
That's a big answer for the Cardinals.
Yeah. So, Von Hayden across the timeline. Cards looking for lead change number six to get the ball. Recording their advantage, and Von Hayden gets the tie. They have to give them the lead. And one more highlight in that first half, the Cardinals, to try to cut a six-point deficit. Back to Gebauer. Von Hayden in the corner. Final 10 seconds. Cards looking to get a hoop before halftime. Kalinske on the outside. Dillenbeck, 4 seconds.
Got to shoot
Somebody
it.
Get a shot off. Counter Kalinske driving right baseline. Puts it in. Yes, the Cards score before halftime. Underway, the Cards against the full court press. Owen Munson in the backcourt to Grant Von Hayden.
Jacob Rue once again putting the one-on-one defensive show. Nice move by Gebauer.
Cards within two at 28-26. Cardinals will reset now. Von Hayden drives, kicks it out to Connor Kalinske with a red-hot first-half spin move. Left hand can't quite finish. And out of there with it is the Mustangs. And out of bounds to Chippewas.
Yeah, good first couple of minutes to Chi High to get them back in and, again, make this an exciting game.
So Munson with the three threes after that
get
last try back to Kalinske, the basket and the foul. The hoop and the harm for the Cards. They get the lead back.
That's how you make the three-point shot right there, big fella.
And so, but obviously Gebauer doing the best he got the height, but you can see the importance of that base. Gebauer wide open down low for two for the Cardinals. Left in. So the door being left open here on some misses by the Mustangs. Von Hayden way back in the parking lot eyeing up a potential three, chooses to think better of it with Tyler Nelson on him. He'll back it up between the leg dribble. Far side, Gebauer, not a big threat from that far out. Trevor Robert daring him to shoot. Dangerous bounce pass, gets it away to Dillon. Back to Gebauer, outside, got it! There it is for the Cardinals, 42-37. To get it in for the Cards. Trail it by eight. They've been down by as many as nine at 40-31. And Munson buries the three. Enters the forecourt. Picks up his dribble. Gets it on top to Gebauer. Back to Von Hayden. Kalinske. Owen Munson. He'll take the three and bury it for the Cardinals. Von Hayden picks up the dribble, gets it left side to Kalinske. Connor into the paint, puts up the shot around and in for Chippewa. And was tied at 31 as Thornton's going to hit the three-pointer. He's 13-28 on the season. 12-12. Oh, there's the three-pointer from Munson, and the Cardinals draw back within five, and we've got another timeout. And that is as close as Chai would get the rest of the way, losing it by 11 by a final of 64-53. Here, that right there, representative of our Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 at West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Not only do they provide high-speed fiber internet throughout western Wisconsin 24/7, and WWT offers security systems for homes and businesses, personal medical alert devices, computer repairs, and so much more, all with the support of local experts. Visit WWT.net or call 231-2000 today. That's 231-2000. Finally, checking the WOGO sports calendar to let you know that we're set to bring you McDonald at Fall Creek Boys on Thursday night. That's a 6:10 pregame now, a little earlier, 6:10 pregame here on WOGO. And then Friday night, weather permitting, it's supposed to be the Chi-High girls hosting Cameron with a 6:40 pregame slated for that one. Thanks so much to our team tonight for Dave Check on color, for Gavin Bovey, our video producer, Dawson Halverson back at our WOGO studios, our radio producer. Chi-High with the good effort, but comes up short against Menominee, losing it 64-53. You can check the replay at the WOGO Sports YouTube channel, and we'll get the podcast up at WOGO.com. Thanks so much for listening. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Weirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.